Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Morise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I am going to give you a rundown of Bedroom Essentials by Elijah Kitaka. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is
Loading. Bedroom Essentials by Elijah Kitaka was released on June 30th, 2023 under Swangs Avenue and distributed by Kelele Digital. There are 9 tracks on this project and they run 29 minutes and 1 second. That's the runtime. There are 6 features, and it's worth saying the 6 features are only across 2 songs, with 1 song actually having 5 features. I thought I'd rather say that before you think otherwise. There are multiple producer placements, but mostly Elijah Kitaka himself, with Steve Keys, Banga Boy, Ransom Beats. Yeah. Now I'm going to go out and say it. I actually heard the song Tutu Mama that Elijah Kitaka did with fellow Swangs Avenue label mate Vinka, and watched the video, and I was thinking, damn, this guy is good. And it doesn't happen too many times when I hear a song like that from somebody I completely do not know, and then it just piques my interest in wondering, who is this artist and what else do they have going for them musically? And it turns out Elijah Kitaka has been in the game for a while, and he's a multi-talented musician, a lyricist, he produces top-notch drummer apparently, and that's how he really got into music, as a drummer, and that he performed at various festivals across East Africa and Africa as a whole. From a project perspective, Bedroom Essentials is his second album, with his debut having dropped in 2019 called Son of Kaloli. And just as an interesting point of note, Elijah Kitaka is actually the first male artist to be signed by Swangs Avenue. I didn't know that. Now, getting back to the music itself, I already gave away that I listened to Tutu Mama with Vinka and the video on YouTube. Watch that. You need to watch that. Top song. Love it. There were 2 singles and a remix that he's dropped under Swangs Avenue, which are also part of Bedroom Essentials, starting with Nothing, which did really, really well. It's sitting on about 55,000 streams on Spotify, so yeah, it's doing pretty well. And then the Nothing remix is the last one that dropped, I think, in June 2023, just before this album dropped. And Ndiwuo, which dropped around April, also doing pretty well there. Something super interesting about this drop in general. So we've got the album Bedroom Essentials, 9 songs, and they're sounding pretty good. Tutu Mama was actually released as a single separate to the album after the album dropped. I've never seen that ever, so that's really unique. So Bedroom Essentials dropped on June 30th 2023, and Tutu Mama dropped on July 6th 2023. Of course, it was already on the album, but as a single in itself, they dropped the single afterwards. Very interesting. I didn't expect that, but nice move nonetheless. I think the song is so good, or good enough, to actually have its own sort of limelight, so to speak. As I was listening to Bedroom Essentials, I really got to the point where I feel that Elijah Kitaka's voice is unique enough to stand on its own, and that's nice to hear. He doesn't necessarily have the vocal prowess to be like, oh, this guy's got pipes, but he's got enough there to set him apart. And when he sticks to a sound that he's comfortable in, then he totally shines, which is awesome. There were a variety of songs on this album which really suggested that what he likes to do is to kind of, you know, play between genres and not necessarily stick to one. He also has a little bit of an eclectic, particularly production style, which is super evident on the song Playtime, and also a little bit you can note it on Weather for Two. And incidentally, they're also kind of my least favorite tracks from this project. Playtime, I just could not really get into where exactly it was trying to go. I'm more of a symmetry kind of person, so it was hard for me just to get past that sonically. All in all, I would actually say Bedroom Essential has got some bangers, some sleeper songs which are like, yo, these are fire bangers, actually. I think Control, which is track number one, that one you gotta watch out for. It's really, really good. Tutu Mama, which I already spoke about as the latest single from this album, it's gonna do damage. And the video is really good too, you know, so you gotta check it out. I've already said that like three times, but anyway. And you get songs like Seducation as well, Weather for Two. Yeah, they're quite some bangers on this album. And for a sophomore album particularly, and then maybe a debut album under Swang's Avenue, there's that Swang's formula there, you know. You can really feel they know how to make hits. Interestingly, the question would be, where does Elijah Kitaka go from here? I think he's building from strength to strength. Really good singles just to start his Swang's Avenue career, and a super strong single in Tutu Mama with a potential single in Control as well. The visuals are on point, so from a music perspective, I think he's got it covered, well covered. It'll be nice to see this project get a bit of promotion getting into the rest of the year, and seeing how far Elijah Kitaka can take it, not only in Uganda, to be honest. I think he could do really good things across East Africa, at least as a start. Then maybe as we get into 2024 or later on in 2024, then there's an opportunity to really expand with the features and try to position him not only for Uganda, because I think his sound has a more continental feel to it. And the final question obviously is, how do I rate Bedroom Essentials by Elijah Kitaka? And for me, it's a solid 7.2-ish out of 10. I liked roughly about 6 or 7 tracks from the 9, which is pretty good. And I've saved those for listening later, and also added a couple to some playlists on Spotify. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Wamoto-san of Zimbabwe signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Ndende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.